DNA samples are like a flashlight that can be used to shine into the darkness of past crimes and see things that weren't visible at the time of a conviction. That's the way University of Michigan law professor Samuel Gross describes the tool that has helped more than 200 wrongfully convicted people prove their innocence. But Gross's soon-to-be-released study suggests that judges and juries are just as likely to make the same mistakes that lead to wrongful convictions in cases where there is no DNA evidence, like robberies, which happen 5 times more often than rapes.
Almost no robbery cases show up in exonerations in the past 25 years. The conclusion has to be there are innocent people convicted of robbery, just like there are innocent people convicted of rape, and very likely in much larger numbers, but we don't know about them because no DNA.
That conclusion gets strong endorsement from the co-director of the Wisconsin Innocence Project, John Prey.
Certainly, innocent people being convicted does not happen only in cases there happens to be DNA evidence. So unless we can solve some of the problems that lead to these things, DNA is only a very small part of the solution to this.
Prey says the larger part of the solution is changing the way law enforcement gets eyewitness identifications and interrogates suspects. That should reduce the chance of false confessions or of faulty eyewitness identifications. The Wisconsin Criminal Justice Study Commission is also working on these and other reforms. Their report will be out next year. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.